Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. Our last segment looked at the rise of teen suicides and suicide attempts in the United States. Well, Wisconsin is no exception. A new documentary by Milwaukee PBS features four young Wisconsinites who all contemplated suicide. The Kids in Crisis documentary is an extension of the USA Today series by the same name, which explores the mental health crisis happening in Wisconsin. Rory Linane is the driving force behind the series. As a reporter with the Ideas Lab at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Linane has spent the past 3 years reporting on this issue. Linane is joined in the studio by Milwaukee PBS producer Marianne Lazarski and one of the subjects of the documentary, 12-year-old Alex Hart Upendo. They spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and Linane explains the motivation for the series.
It started out because reporters in our network were noticing that teen suicide was becoming more and more of an issue. And so we started by looking into that and then seeing all of the underlying mental health challenges that teens across Wisconsin were dealing with and not getting enough help for. So then we just kept digging into that and uncovering all of these barriers that were stopping kids from getting the care that they needed.
You know, there's been a lot of conversation, specifically this month because it is Mental Health Awareness Month, just about what those numbers look like, the increase. Some people are calling it an epidemic. What do the numbers on depression and suicidal thoughts kind of look like here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, the teen suicide rate has indeed been going up across the nation for over a couple decades. And just to give you some perspective, in 2017, 38 minors died by suicide in Wisconsin, and the state's rate was the 11th worst in the country. And the best kind of source for getting into some of the numbers behind this is the Youth Risk Behavior Survey in Wisconsin that's done of high school students across the state. And in 2017, 27% of students surveyed through that said that they had experienced symptoms of depression in the past year. 16% said they had seriously considered suicide, and 8% said they had attempted it.
Wow. Marianne, you know, this is an incredibly difficult topic. What made Milwaukee PBS want to get involved with Kids in Crisis and create this documentary?
Well, Rory Linane is the one who approached us along with one of her editors at the time. This was last fall. And, you know, I've just been following her series just, you know, on my own. And so when she approached Milwaukee PBS, we thought, you know, we'd love to partner and help produce a documentary, which is something that, you know, they weren't, you know, able to do on their own. And so we were very, you know, honored and pleased to be able to participate because we feel that that is a huge issue that's facing not only our community, but certainly across the country. Probably global as well, but it's something that we think, you know, we like to produce projects that perhaps can make a difference in our community, and so we were very excited to work with her on that.
Yeah. And you feature some amazing kids, amazing teens, who've gone through a lot, and we're, of course, joined by one in studio now. Alex, what made you want to be a part of this project?
Well, I wanted to get my story out there to other kids that were dealing with the same thing that I was, and I wanted to let them know that they're not alone.
You share so much of yourself inside of this documentary, and, you know, that's hard when you're a decade older than you. You know, when you were having the kinds of dialogues that you were inside of this documentary, I thought to myself, would I be open enough to having this conversation? What was it like first sharing your story about, you know, some suicidal thoughts, some depressive issues? What was that like?
It was hard for me to share that information. But as I kept on doing it, it kind of got a little bit easier for me.
Well, and that's something that I think kind of comes up inside of the documentary, this peer-to-peer conversation that comes up both at the beginning, but really at the end, we see all of the people featured in the documentary talking with a classroom. And how is that involved in this Kids in Crisis series?
Yeah, in researching different solutions to this problem, I kept coming across research that showed how important the peer-to-peer messaging is and wrote about a few programs across the state, including Sources of Strength and the Hope Squad and RedGen, that really aim to empower students to do their own messaging campaigns around anti-suicide and mental wellness messaging that's been really effective. So that was also part of the idea behind the documentary itself, is that we wanted to have students on screen speaking directly to their peers about what they'd been through and trying to give them this message of hope and the message that it's okay to talk about mental health.
One of the things that was important, I think, for us as storytellers was we have four individuals, young people, who are brave enough to come and share their stories, right? And so we really wanted to make sure that it was them telling their stories. You know, we didn't have any narration in the documentary for a reason. We really wanted to hear from Alex and Raina and TJ and Barrett. And not always easy, but we really worked hard, I think, at pulling that off and really having them tell their stories. That was really important for me as a producer. And so, you know, we wanted them to talk about, you know, the good times and, you know, the not so good times and how they got to this point and why they're doing it. You know, Alex said, you know, I'm sharing my story because I want to help others. And that's all four of them. That was their goal. You know, and even as we were producing the documentary and we went to Rufus King with all four of them, we didn't know what we were going to experience or see. And to me, that was one of the most impactful moments that you see in the documentary. And I think it all touched us, you know, just seeing how them coming together, telling their stories in front of a group of people they've never met before, young people, and how it helped people, helped some young people immediately come forward and talk. And one of the young ladies you see in the documentary, and Rory can speak to this, she's already become an advocate and somebody who is speaking out just like Alex and the other three.
Well, and Alex, you've been involved in this in a few ways, but you've had these conversations with your peers. Mm-hmm. As you're talking to classrooms, as you're talking to people just one-on-one, what are the kinds of things that you hear just about the issues that they're dealing with?
Well, when I usually, like, tell them one of my story and, like, how I dealt with it, they'll tell me a little bit of theirs, and they'll tell me, like, how can I deal with this?
And what do you tell them?
I'll tell them, well, if it depends on the type of thing that they tell me, if they have support or not, or if they, like, are being bullied. So I usually give them advice if they are being bullied, like, tell an adult or tell somebody that you know and that you trust that can help you.
Well, and that's something that comes up, I think, a lot in the documentary, bullying as this big kind of issue. And when we have the conversation about bullying, we often kind of separate it from the people who are actually doing it. And, you know, you mentioned that you've experienced bullying, but to some extent you still experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sat down with the people who have bullied you and talked about it?
Mm-mm. No. I can just ignore them now, but back then I couldn't, like, really deal with it. Like, usually back then I'd usually go home and, like, start crying and stuff. But now I can deal with it a little bit better because I know how to ignore them now.
Yeah.
And I know I have support from my parents.
From, you know, what I've kind of learned from writing about this is it's really hard if you're the person being bullied to say something to the bully directly, and you shouldn't be expected to as a kid to do that. And I think it's important. Some schools do bystander intervention trainings where they help empower other students who aren't actually being bullied but are witnessing it to maybe step in and say something either in the moment or later. And then certainly adults should have a role in that.
So when we look at bullying, what are the solutions? Is it largely, you know, peer-to-peer kind of intervention, peer-to-peer intervention in a different kind of light?
Yeah, I think bystander intervention has a lot of promise in that area, and that's kind of a newer thing. I haven't seen a ton of schools that are using that, but I did do a story about Adams Friendship School District that has been training students to, basically, they do kind of workshops to think about what would I do if I witnessed this happening? How could I intervene? What would I say? And then they actually track what kinds of interventions they've tried and then talk about what worked and what didn't work. And I think that's a pretty cool solution. And then here locally, the group Surge, showing up for racial justice, they've done a bystander intervention training for adults, and they're working on developing something for youth as well.
And that gets to a larger question that I had just about the kinds of services that we offer here in Wisconsin. As you were doing the documentary, Marianne, what were the kinds of things that you came across in terms of, you know, if you're someone who's being bullied or if you're somebody who's dealing with depression more generally, where can you go?
Well, I think just from working on the documentary and working with Rory, even things like Red Gen in schools, which, you know, there are a few chapters, hopefully there'll be more. But, you know, that's something I think that, again, it's that peer-to-peer and offering students, you know, support, come together. You're not alone, which is a recurring theme, which is how we ended up with the title for the documentary. And I think they feel more empowered, too, that, you know, hey, we have this here within our own school where it's happening, but we can do something about it. We can share. And I think that perhaps the kids who were the bullies or are the bullies and they see that, maybe that will help them as well realize, you know, maybe what I'm saying or what I'm doing is not a good thing. You know, I was pretty impressed with something like that.
And I'd say if it's an immediate type of emotional crisis, you can contact the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text the word HOPELINE to 741-741, and that's all a text-based emotional support line. And then in terms of finding resources for your school, the State Department of Public Instruction does offer some best practices and consultants on that topic. And then one thing that came up a lot in our series is how LGBT students are especially at risk for bullying and mental health challenges. And GSAFE is an organization that can help you navigate policies and programs for your school on that.
Yeah.
And if I can add, as part of our project and our documentary, we put together a toolkit and some web videos. And in part of that, you'll find resources and you'll find, you know, web videos that might help with some more discussion, whether in home or in schools. And Rory, along with another one of my colleagues, Scotty Lee Myers, worked on the toolkit. You know, so I think anybody who may be listening who is looking for additional help, resources, you know, just conversation topics, certainly can find those as part of our documentary.
Mm-hmm. And then I would also just add that we decided to keep the documentary to only 30 minutes because we hope it's something that teachers will use in their classrooms. And so anyone interested in having a screening of the documentary can go to jsonline.com/you're not alone and request a DVD or flash drive copy of all the materials.
Yeah, nice. You know, speaking of kind of toolkits, Alex, one of the sweeter moments of the documentary is everyone showing the signs that you made them, mm-hmm. Be the Change. How can you be the change? If you're a teenager, if you are somebody who's in middle school, if you're someone who might not be dealing with depression but knows someone who is, how can you be the change?
Well, if you know somebody is dealing with that type of thing, you should go and tell somebody about it so they can get the help that they need. Be a leader.
And is that kind of what we think Be the Change means, be a leader?
Be a leader. If you see something, tell somebody. If somebody wants to talk to you about something that is on their mind, listen. You know, you don't always have to be the one talking. Listening is also very helpful. So I think Be the Change can take on many different faces, if you will.
So kind of like be the change in somebody's life.
Yeah.
Rory Linane is a reporter with the Ideas Lab at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She and Marianne Lazarski from Milwaukee PBS produced the documentary Kids in Crisis, You're Not Alone, which featured the story of Alex Hart Opendo. They all spoke with Joy Powers. For more information about suicide prevention and to stream the documentary, go to wuwm.com.